Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Banca Popolare Q2 2018 results conference call. For your convenience, this call will be accompanied by a PowerPoint presentation. May we suggest, if you have not yet done so, that you access the presentation on the bank's website at www.bancapopolare.com by clicking on Financial Information on the homepage and then click on the Q2 2018 results presentation. All participants are at present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded August 16th, 2018. Our speaker today is Mr. Ofer Koren, CFO. Also with us today are Mr. Ofer Levy, Chief Accountant, and Ms. Keren Mazur, Head of Investor Relations. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respected company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. Such forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, risks in product and technology development, and the effect of the company's accounting policies, as well as certain other risk factors, which are detailed from time to time in the company's filings with the various securities authorities. Mr. Koren, would you like to begin?
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the call today. My first as CFO of the bank, a role which I've taken over in June this year. My comments today will accompany the presentation, which could be accessed on our website starting on slide 3. Before I take you through the second quarter's results in detail, I would like to open the call by looking at a snapshot of the quarter. Another very strong quarter for Banca Popolare, testament to the bank's ongoing ability to deliver robust performance both from a growth perspective and improved underlying fundamentals. We continue to build up our credit book and strengthen our retail deposit base, all whilst improving margins, efforts that have contributed to a significant boost in financing income. In parallel to this growth, the bank underlying fundamentals are tracking strongly as the quality of its credit book, operational efficiency, and capital base continues to strengthen and improve. All of these have contributed to a strong 10.5 ROE for the quarter, with the sector's highest net profit of 920 million shekels. The next slide illustrates two special items that have affected this quarter's results. The first is the positive effect of the 1.2% CPI, translated into income of 138 million shekels, and the second, somewhat in line with the first quarter, 103 million shekels of legal expenses associated with the U.S. investigation, reflecting the extensive efforts of the bank continues to make in this regard. The strong achievements of the quarter, as well as those of past periods, are a testament to the remarkable ability of the bank to drive the business forward, also in times where there are external factors requiring significant management attention, such as those of the separation of Isracard and the ongoing investigation of the U.S. authorities. The next slide provides an update on both of these issues. Regarding the separation of Isracard, in view of the progress of the separation process and the growing probability that the separation may be completed within a year, the bank adopted accounting principles which require the Isracard Group activity to be classified as a discontinued operation beginning this quarter. Accordingly, the financial statements filed this morning have been restated such that balance sheet balances of assets and liabilities and results attributed to the discontinued operations are presented separately from the continued operations. As such, analysis presented in this presentation regarding balance sheet and P&L items refers solely to the continued operation of the bank. Secondly, concerning the U.S. investigation, the bank made no further provisions this quarter. As a reminder, to date the bank provisioned a total of $365 million with respect to the investigation. However, as we announced this morning, for reasons of conservatism and in coordination with the Bank of Israel, the board of directors of the bank did not declare distribution of dividend from this quarter's net profit. This without changing the bank's dividend distribution policy of up to 40%. With this in mind, let us move to slide 6 to look at the results in more detail. Reported net profit for the first quarter stood at 920 million shekels, the highest in the Israeli banking sector, representing a strong return of equity of 10.5%. The ROE from continued operations stood at 9.4%. Please note this calculation of ROE from continued operations that does not take into account potential adjustments of capital in respect of the subtraction of risk-weighted assets in the amount of approximately 12 billion shekels as a result of the separation, as well as additional adjustments. Looking at slide 7, the bank continued to lead the local banking sector with Israel's largest credit portfolio, ending the quarter with 272 billion shekels, a 2.5% growth compared with year-end balances. The bank's portfolio mix continues to be highly diversified over a range of segments, benefiting from a range of income sources and risk diversification. Slide 8 provides a closer look at credit growth across the different customer segments. Of note is the 4.5% growth since year-end in housing loans, reflecting the bank's decisive strive to increase its market share in this segment. Consumer lending and small businesses, which have demonstrated a fast pace of growth in recent years, slightly decreased in the first half of the year as the bank adjusted its growth objective to the level of risk it identified in the market. In 2018, the bank continued to strengthen its commercial activity, growing its credit in the segment by an additional 2.5% since the beginning of the year, mostly on the back of an upgraded service model for these customers. After a suppressed performance in recent years, the bank's corporate segment stood out this half, expanding its credit book by 6%. This increased growth was partly influenced by the bank's propensity to increase activity in lending opportunities requiring advanced financing solutions. Moving to slide 9, retail deposits continue to maintain the lion's share of the bank's total deposits and the base of its funding structure, growing by an impressive 3.1% this half. This is a significant advantage as interest rates in the local market are forecasted to increase in the near future. The growth in overall balances has had a strong impact on income growth across all segments of activity, as demonstrated on slide 10. Looking at financing income on the next slide, the graph demonstrates the positive trend we've been experiencing in financial margins over the past few years, although the near zero interest environment in Israel. Margins in the second quarter were partially influenced by the positive CPI in the quarter, as well as by the ongoing diversification of the bank's credit portfolio, increase in the margins of certain loan activities, and the effect of the increase in Federal Reserve interest rate. Looking at the graph at the bottom of the slide, the bank recorded another strong quarter of profit from financing activity on the back of increased balances and improved financial margins. Moving to slide 12, we note the bank's ongoing track record in recent years in reducing problematic debt as those stabilize at current levels. This trend in problematic debt is also apparent on the next slide as we take a closer look at NPL ratios. The percentage of this problematic debt has declined significantly over the past years, reaching 0.82% in the second quarter. The high quality of the loan book is also reflected in our credit losses shown on slide 14, which have also been tracking at low levels in recent years. The provision in the second quarter have been positively influenced by relatively low collective provisions. Moving on to slide 15, looking at our fees on the day after the separation from Ishrocard, the bank continues to strengthen its fee base, presenting a 1.4% increase in income in its activity in Israel. Moving on to operating expenses on slide 16, the slight increase in total expenses is mainly attributable to quarterly fluctuation in expenses. When we look at long-term trends, the bank continues to remain committed to reducing its cost base and successfully implementing its current efficiency program, which calls for a reduction of 1,500 positions between 2017 to 2020, the effects of which can be seen in the decline in wage costs. Finally, on the next slide, looking at our strong capital base, the bank's Common Equity Tier 1 capital ratio stood at 11.16% at the end of the second quarter, surpassing both regulatory and internal targets. Wrapping up on slide 18, this has been a very strong quarter for the bank, demonstrating the underlying fundamentals of the business are sound and tracking well. The bank has repeatedly shown its ability to steer its activities in line with the risk and opportunities it identifies in the market, delivering 10.5% ROE for the quarter. With that said, let me open the call for any questions you may have. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question-and-answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Chris Reimer on for Tavy. Thank you for taking my questions. Can you give us a sense of where things stand with regards to the sale of Isrecard? In the past, management said that the bank would consider a dividend in kind. Has this changed following the high valuation that Leumi obtained for Lumicard?
As we reported previously, we are continuing to promote all three alternatives that we have defined for the separation from Isrecard, and we are doing that very intensively. We have filed a draft prospectus with the Israel Securities Authority, and we are continuing to make progress with the possible sale. So we are considering all three alternatives, and you know, as you can see from our accounting policies, we think that the probability that we will end this process within a year has increased.
Okay. And then with regards to the DOJ investigation, on the one hand, you have not made any further provision, yet on the other hand, you have not paid out a dividend. Can you run us through the thought process of that decision?
Yeah, sure. Regarding the provision, we examine our exposure every quarter using an order methodology. And in this quarter, based on that methodology, which is, you know, supported by our accountants and our lawyers, we did not record any additional provisions for the investigation. However, in due to the fact that we have seen some progress for other banks that are in the same process with the DOJ, we thought that as a matter of conservatism, we have not decided to pay out a dividend this quarter. It is important to state that we have not changed our dividend policy, and we still maintain the same dividend policy.
Okay, thank you very much. That was very helpful.
The next question is from Michael Klahr of Citibank. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question, questions. My first was around, again, on the dividend, the halting the dividend. And just wanted to ask if there's no new news into 3Q, would we expect resumption of dividend of the quarterly payout then? That would be my first question. My second question is on the small pickup in impaired credit. What is that? Is that to do with just with higher volumes or is there anything specific there? And my third question is on mortgages and pricing in mortgages, given the all banks seem to be very competitive there at present. Are the increase in spreads we've seen in the last 18 months, is that holding up or is that coming under pressure? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your questions. I'll start with the first one regarding the dividend of the next quarter. As I said, the dividend distribution policy of the bank has not changed, and basically, any distribution is subject to a specific resolution of the board of directors of the bank based on its judgment at the date of the distribution. And, you know, based on the judgment next quarter, we'll see what happens. But it is very, very important to state out that that our dividend policy has not changed and the decision is for this quarter. And regarding your second question, impaired debt, we haven't seen, basically what we've been witnessing is a decrease in the last few years, and we see stabilization in the last few quarters, and we don't see any, you know, any specific trend, and there might be some fluctuations from quarter to quarter. We haven't witnessed any specific strong trend there. Regarding the mortgages, we have identified the opportunity in the mortgage market as the market changed in the last 2 years. We think that the margin, there are fair margins and the risk is not too high. And basically, we are trying to increase our market share and successfully in the last few quarters. And we plan to grow that business in the next few quarters as well.
And is price? Are you starting to see that that increased competition in mortgages having an impact on pricing in the last couple of quarters?
Pricing is pretty stable. There has been some downward trends, but not any significant trends.
Okay, thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by. We pull for more questions. We have a follow-up question from Michael Klar. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Just related to the legal costs related to the U.S. investigation, obviously in the first half there's a big pickup on what was in for full year 2017. Do you expect the current rate of expense to continue through the rest of the year, or at least until there's some conclusion to this? Can you comment on those?
It is difficult to forecast the exact pace, but we do think that in the next quarter or two we will have relatively high expenses in that matter.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin 2 hours after the conference. In the U.S., please dial 1-888-254-7270. In the U.K., please dial 0-800-917-4256. In Israel, please call 03-925-5918. Internationally, please call 972-3-925-5918. This concludes the Bank Hapoalim Q2 2018 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.